Welcome to Pediagogy. I'm Tammy.
And I'm Lydia.
And we're UC Davis Children's Hospital trained pediatricians in Sacramento.
This podcast reviews common conditions in children to enhance our knowledge and the knowledge of other residents, medical students, and any other interested learners.
With that, let's delve right into this episode.
You're working in the newborn nursery and you see a baby with a vesicular rash and a small arm. What infection should you immediately be thinking about?
Looks like today we're continuing our torch series on in utero infections with varicella, or as most people know it, chickenpox. But before we dive in, Lydia, do you want to quickly refresh people on what you might see with varicella infection in kids?
Yeah, sure. So the classic description of varicella is dewdrops on a rose because of the red vesicles that appear and then become these pustules and scabs, sometimes even bullous or hemorrhagic, especially in the immunocompromised populations. An important clue which helps it to be diagnosed among other vesicular rashes is that the lesions appear in different stages of evolution. So typically you have 2 to 3 days of fever and then six symptoms. Some complications of varicella include pneumonia, secondary bacterial infection, and CNS involvement in various forms, so things like ataxia, stroke, and encephalitis. In fact, primary varicella pneumonia is actually the most common cause of death in pregnant women and neonates with varicella. I also would like to emphasize that varicella tends to be more severe in infants, adults, and adolescents than in other children. Despite widespread vaccination, it's not uncommon to see breakthrough cases in the immunized population, although rash may be modified and mild. This virus becomes latent in the sensory ganglion with initial infection and can reactivate later, causing the typical dermatomal skin lesions described as shingles, which additionally may be associated with pain and itching.
Awesome. So while varicella is mainly spread through airborne droplets, it can also spread through contact of fluid in the vesicles, which is also similar to syphilis. Patients are contagious for 1 to 2 days before the rash appears, and they continue to be contagious until the lesions are crusted over. Usually that takes 5 to 7 days after the rash first appeared. Pregnant women with chickenpox can spread the virus to the fetus transplacentally as well. Because the varicella vaccine is a live vaccine, pregnant women are recommended to not get the vaccine because there's a theoretical risk that the strain can affect the fetus. The recommendation is to avoid pregnancy 1 month after you get your varicella vaccination. Primary varicella infection in the first and second trimester can cause fetal death or congenital varicella syndrome, with the highest risk being infection between 8 to 20 weeks of gestation.
Varicella infection within 21 days of delivery also puts the neonate at risk for congenital varicella. Congenital varicella syndrome is a constellation of symptoms including limb hypoplasia, skin lesions with cutaneous scarring called cicatrix in a dermatomal distribution, eye problems like cataracts or chorioretinitis, and neurological problems like microcephaly.
So like our case, the limb hypoplasia and the rash in the dermatomal pattern are pretty big buzzwords that should always make you think about varicella, whether or not that's congenital or shingles from reactivation of latent varicella.
Yeah, for sure. So before antiviral medications came into the picture, the mortality rate of congenital varicella syndrome could be as high as 30%, with higher case fatality rates in pregnant women with varicella infection between 5 days before delivery and 2 days after delivery. And this is due to inadequate maternal antibody production and transfer to the neonate, along with the immature cellular immune system of the baby at that stage. So even when the mom is reported to be immunized to varicella, it's still something to think about because I'm definitely seeing a lot of pregnant moms lately have decreased immunization to varicella.
So contrast that to babies getting varicella after they're born. These babies tend to have a more mild clinical course if their term and mom had prior varicella immunity.
You know how you mentioned shingles earlier? Well, although it's something that you usually see in adults from varicella reactivation, you can actually very rarely see it in neonates, and this is thought to be due to intrauterine varicella exposure.
Yeah, that's so interesting because I always associate shingles, you know, with old people and the shingles vaccine.
Yeah, me too.
So yeah. So let's talk about antiviral treatment. IV acyclovir is our drug of choice for neonates with varicella, as well as for pregnant women. Those with congenital varicella syndrome are not usually treated with acyclovir, though, unless there is concern for active viral replication or infection.
But what about varicella immunoglobulins? Well, we give varicella zoster immunoglobulin within 10 days of exposure for 5 specific cases. The first is newborns whose mom had varicella between 5 days before and 2 days after delivery. The second one is hospitalized preterm infants born before 28 weeks gestation, or if the birth weight is less than 1,000 grams, regardless of mom's immune status. The third is hospitalized preterm infants 28 weeks gestation or more whose mom lacks varicella immunity. Four is pregnant women without varicella immunity, and five is any immunocompromised person.
Yeah, there's actually technically a sixth possible indication. Per the AAP guidelines, some experts recommend varicella immunoglobulins for term infants who are exposed to varicella in the first 2 weeks of life if mom is not varicella immune.
So that's it for today's episode. Just to summarize, the common chickenpox can have significant effects on a baby if mom is infected during pregnancy, including causing limb hypoplasia, dermatomal skin lesions, microcephaly, eye and bone problems, and even intrauterine demise. You treat pregnant women and neonates that have varicella with acyclovir. You add on varicella immunoglobulin to certain patients, including newborns, whose mom had varicella within 5 days of birth and up to 2 days after giving birth.
That's all for this episode. You can find additional information in the podcast description and our social media resources.
Please rate and subscribe to our podcast and follow us on Twitter at PediagogyPod. That's PediaGogyPod.
Special thanks to Orlando Magana at OM Audio Productions for music composition, and Dr. Su-Ting Lee and Dr. Lena Vanderlis for mentorship.